We are liars.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Hey, yo! Welcome to the show. This is me, Jib Gradowski, your host as always, back in the saddle this week. Hope you enjoyed that rebroadcast of Hush Hour last week. Thank you again for the programming maestro himself and the team here, CJ, for filling in and while I was out of town. I'm back in soggy Vancouver after a few days, almost 2 weeks, I guess it was, in Toronto. So, yeah, we're back. Anywho, once again, you're still listening to CJSF. This is 9.1 FM, broadcasting Burnaby, Simon Fraser University. And this is The Art Show, where we talk about fine, fair, fantastic city shows happening in this fine, fair, fantastic city, so called Vancouver and beyond. Not a whole lot of beyond. Looking pretty slow this week as we rev up for the holiday season. As everybody buckles down, for whatever they got going on this time of year. So with that in mind, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll get right into it.
Lily dreams of exploring outer space. Ahmed dreams of becoming someone's favorite teacher. Ethan dreams of going home, of seeing his friends, of staying alive. Right now in Canada, more than 10,000 children are being treated for cancer, and 1 in 5 will not survive. When you support Childhood Cancer Canada, you help fund critical research and provide financial assistance to families in their fight. Give life to dreams beyond kids' cancer at livefordreams.ca.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started. So I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews. That's conduct nice. Interviews of local musicians. The music library. Acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations. Postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Are you curious about the latest news in Canadian politics, labor, environment, feminism, and activism? Tune in to Rabble Radio on CJSF 90.1 FM to hear the latest news and stories that matter to you. Rabble Radio is the flagship podcast of Rabble.ca.
I thought I was the flagship show. Anyways, enough about me. Let's get into it here. We're going to have some whatever this is behind us this week. Taking it nice and mellow. Yuck, just came back from Toronto. Dry and frigid. Oh, crap, I unplugged the keyboard again. Oh, okay, it's back. Don't want to deal with that again. Oh, what a time to be alive. That would have been fun. Shout out to my very long feet kicking out cables wherever I go. Yes, just in case you're tuning in once again, this is CJSF 90.1 FM's The Art Show. This is me, Jake Gradowski, your host as always. And yeah, good to be back at the station. Nice and warm and dry. Unlike the outside. It was hard reading about all the flooding happening out here when I was away. And I hope everybody is okay. I was flying back in and just looking at all the flood damage was tough. Tough to see all the flooded lands out there out in the valley. So I hope everyone's okay. Nothing sucks more than wet socks. But there's a lot of things that actually suck more than wet socks, let me tell you. So again, as I mentioned, this week's looking a little more relaxed. As we lead up to the holiday, you know, sleepy times where we hang out with our people and eat things and exchange goodies. And yeah, So let's get you in the know about a few things going on there. You can spend some time with some strangers or friends that you bring along. But we have karaoke tonight at the Red Gate. Come through, say hi. 9 o'clock. That'll be your time for that one there. But over at the Healy, I'm guessing like 8 o'clock or something, you got Matt St. John playing with Tamas for the Saturn Return Extravaganza. I'm guessing, when's the solstice? When is the solstice? Oh, that's the 21st. So we're on the butt end of the darkest time of the year. And so hang in there. Just this few days, just by the end of this week, we'll be on the other side. Things are just going to get brighter and brighter. Yeah, tough year. I don't know if it's been the same for you folks, listeners, but I hope you've been holding down okay. It's been a tough year. Either in family, health, wealth, etc. Bit of a rocky one, if I do say so myself. But so, sending good energy into 2026. We still have another two shows to do this week. They will be broadcast. They will be remote broadcasted or pre-recorded because the station in the Student Union Building is closed for the holiday season. So I'm gonna be hanging out in the bunker somewhere, pre-recording my programs somehow, some way. Don't expect some sort of holiday best of 2025. Kind of program. I don't know. I'll have to cook something up. I think my best Christmas show I ever did many years ago was Top 5 Little Drummer Boy covers. The winner, of course, was Shannon Jones and the Daptones. Best cover of Little Drummer Boy. Honorable mention was Lucy doing her Christmas carols entirely from memory. Lucy, where you been? I don't know. It was a long time ago. Lucy, you are cool. Hope you're doing all right wherever you are. Hope my voice somehow reaches you. Yeah. Let's keep it going here. I got a couple going on. Real quick, shout out to my nephews, Jeremy and Dylan. They had their Christmas pageant, Christmas show down over at their school back in my hometown of Pomo in Port Moody. They're on stage in another hour and a half. So, boys, if you're listening, and you have maybe, I hope you guys took a nap, because when you guys got home, you were bouncing off the walls. And I know you guys are going to kill it today again. And yeah, shout out to that school. I can't tell you because that's probably a safety thing. Anywho, yeah. So next, once again, I think I mentioned again, Matt St. John and Tamas doing the thing at the Heatley tonight. Well, here's the music from Matthew St. John. I hope this is the right person, because there's one based out of San Francisco. But there's Matthew St. John. So we'll take a gamble. Either way, let's check that out. It's pretty good. Well, it's pretty good. Over at the Fox Cap. Actually, you know, I'm going to get back to that one in a sec. Because I don't know who's playing. I don't know who's playing this week. I'll figure that out in a bit. But down at Landaloo's at 362 Powell Street, you got Velvet City Sinners doing their thing for some smooth rock and roll. What is with this keyboard? It's only one of its feet up. It has no feet. Oh, it's missing a rubber. Missing a rubber foot. That's why it's jumping around. Anyways, yeah. So we'll figure out some music from them in a little bit there. But my guess, because, you know, I've been around a while. Old man Gradowski yells at clouds often. Doing the thing. Velvet City Sinners. I'm going to guess, you know, some... What's the word? Do y'all remember the Ballantines? I think they were... Yeah, they were like one of the first bands I interviewed. Shout out Vanessa. Very cool. Great music. I'm going to guess it's somewhere in that department, because I feel like, just by the name, it's giving me that kind of vibe. So I'll get to that in a little bit there. But over at the Biltmore Cabaret, they have another showcase show with Tassavor Days of Lavender, Zach Brannon, Oberbesound, Hope Slide, and Josephine. Yeah. Have I got anything else for today? By today, I mean Thursday. So Friday night listeners, what's up? Hello to you from the past. Yeah. I don't have anything else. So let's get into some tunes. I'm going to play a little song that my mom requested earlier as I was
She's dropping me off up here. So let's get into some music here. It's gonna be pretty mellow, I reckon. This is going to be Close to You by Matthew St. John. I assume this is the correct one, but it's playing at the Heatley tonight.
Find us a room forget about me.
Tell me why I don't wanna write. I'd rather just punch all the words up and call it a night. Get it out of my head, going through my ears. My eyes are kinda building up with tears. My nails are fucked again, and it hurts when I play guitar. My mom found my pack of cigarettes in the passenger seat of my car. My daddy's off his medication. I wanna drop out of school, cause what the fuck is communications? Boyfriend spending his days working full time in retail and thinking that he'll fail at everything he does. Just killing his lungs and twiddling his thumbs. My big sister just got another job that's actually good for society. I just have anxiety and it's holding me back from doing absolutely jack shit with myself. I don't feel like I'm on track.
Greetings, dear listener, far and wide. Hello, listener. Welcome back. You just heard Kanagawa, which is also a prefecture in Japan. As I was looking up, I was like, oh, is that a phrase? Is that like a phrase in another language? I mean, yes, it is. But yeah, shout out Japan. Very cool. That was Ezra Frankie, one of the four bands playing for 4x4 this week over at the Fox Cabaret. Some cool kind of indie singer-songwriter pop chop stuff. Also on that bill, you got Cassie L, Jazz Fricka, and Pizza Bros. Great name, Pizza Bros. I could go for a slice right about meow. Check it out. It's over at the Fox Cabaret, Main and 7th, everyone's favorite former Skin Bin Theater. Before that, you heard some music from Days of Lavender, some nice kind of electronic adjacent indie pop rock. They're playing as part of a showcase over at the Biltmore Cabaret Thursday night. That's tonight, by the way. So again, this is the live edition. So Thursday night, best day of the week at the radio station, at least. Come on up sometime. It's the best day. Also in that mix, you got Tassavor, Zach Brannon, Obam B Sound, Hope Slide, and Josephine. And at the top of that set, playing over at the Heatley, you have for the Saturn Return Extravaganza, Matthew St. John and Tamus.
Tamis, you pick, you tell me, over at the Heatley. Doing the thing. Hastings and Heatley for that one. 8 o'clock? Question mark? Get there early. Get a good seat so you don't have to crank your head around and give yourself a neck ache problem. Good seating there. Get the nachos. They have personal size and size for sharing. Not an advertisement, just, you know, saying what it is. Cool. Very cool. Cool little mix there. Hope you enjoyed that. I did. And yeah, the art show continues on into Friday. A bit more meat on the bones here for options for things to check out, at least on my radar. But yeah, in case you missed Hope Slide Thursday night at the Biltmore Cabaret, worry not, because you can catch them at the Red Gate Friday night with Wiles, Anteater Eater, and Soft Head. Coming in from our, all these bands are from Vancouver. I thought they were coming from out of town. So pretty cool stuff coming in over there. Come on in, check it out. Should be pretty rad. Again, Hope Slide, Wiles, Anteater Eater, and Soft Head at the Red Gate Friday night, 8 o'clock. Over at Green Auto, you have a bluesy, country, rootsy showcase. Well, just a lot of these bands, a lot of plucking and strumming and humming and hawing and possibly some boot stomping, but that'll be up to you. As Bob Sumner, Elliot C. Wade, Chance Lovett, Runner, Mercy Walker, Chaya Harvey, one of my faves, and Ben Arsenault all did their respective things there at the Green Auto at 1822 Pandora. Yeah? I'm sorry, I'm having a lapse in memory. Brain no good. Brain not good. 1822 Pandora Street in the alley. That's the word. Just trying to go off. Sometimes when I try to remember what the heck I just said, I have to think about what my mouth just did. Like, for instance, I work in a restaurant and there's a lot of noise. And so when they say, like, oh, take this thing to table 204, and I had to parrot it back. But sometimes my brain is actually somewhere else. Like, it's on another planet. So I have to, like, what did I say? What table is it? Oh, that's what my mouth did. Okay. So, interesting mnemonic techniques. If you have some interesting mnemonic techniques you'd like to share, I don't think our text wizard is working right now. Oh, let me open it up. Maybe it'll work. You can text in at 778-782-2573. Oh, no, it does not work. But you can call in if you like. I'll be here, providing this is you're not a Friday night caller. So, Thursday night, I'll be here till 6. So, that's another 35 minutes. Ooh, I feel a sneeze coming on. Yep, that was a good one. Maybe I should have let that one fly on the air. That'd be funny. Anyways, yeah, don't catch a cold. Bring an umbrella. Bring some extra socks. Wherever you're going. Where was I talking about? Yeah. Call in 778-782-2573 with your interesting mnemonic techniques. For those lacking in Latin, or that is, ways to remember things. A very special someone told me about, like, one technique is, like, you know, let's say you have a certain subject. Oh, crap. Unplug the mouse again. Yeah. Yeah. Is that working? Yeah. Okay. Is it working? Oh, thank goodness. A very special someone told me about this one technique. Like, you know, you are, let's say you want to tar... thinking about the subject is how to make a grilled cheese, just for instance, because I'm hungry. You think, okay, the living room, sorry, the foyer, that's buttered bread. The living room, that's where the cheese is, of course. And so you just take each room of a house and turn it into a concept for the thing you have to remember. Again, if you have some interesting mnemonic techniques, let me know. 778-782-2573. I'm curious to know how you remember things. What is your favorite method? Other than just writing post-it notes everywhere and connecting them with red tape. Sorry, red string. I digress greatly. Moving on. Over at the Cobalt, we have Computer, Infidelity, and Space Crash Echo doing their respective things over there. I always forget what the cross street is, but it's that one. Just by the viaduct over at on Main Street. Before Union, I don't know. It's, you know where it is. It's across from the American. Just, it's not hard to find. And you know where it is. Computer, Infidelity, Space Crash Echo.
out in New West at 67 6th Street. We have G Slay. Great name. Great name. Which is a night of metalcore, grindcore, power violence, all that jazz, cores to the core over there. You got G Slay, Mal Criado, Suffering Unseen, The Haunting Party, and Throw Down the Gauntlet. So if you want to throw down one more time before the holiday season, this is a good opportunity. Again, out in New West, 67 6th Street. Doors at 7, tunes at 7:30. It's going to be a fast one because they're all hardcore and core and metal and that jazz, that the soundscape. They go fast, and they have only so many things they need to set up. So don't be late. They will not wait. Punk time is dead, baby. Fans of ska, you have some ska. You have Ska Boom over at the Fox Cabaret. Over at Take Your Time, you have La Haine, Gaff, and Eat with an exclamation mark. Eat! It's a order, I guess. I'm hungry, I guess. Yeah. What did I eat today? A cookie? Not enough. I just got back from Toronto. My fridge is barren. I have some eggs, and I'm thawing some tofu. Is it poverty meal season? Is it beans and rice time? Possibly. I've been off work for a few weeks. I broke my hand. So EI is not paying the bills. Not enough. But enough about me. Yes, once again, Take Your Time back. La Haine, Gaff, and Eat coming in at 648 Kingsway. That's the address. That was the former venue, but that's because that was whatever. Anyways, that's where you go. It's a Fox. No, sorry. My head is all over the place here. It's over at Kingsway and Fraser is basically where you hop off. Get on the 19, get on the 8. It'll get you there. Over at Mom's, I don't know where this is, but I know some of these bands. House of Glass, Dream Horse, and Vitic, all doing their respective things. Wherever that is, at Mom's. Someone know where Mom's is? Please let me know. 778-782-2573. Call in and let me know where the heck Mom's is. Next up, over at the Biltmore Cabaret for Friday night, you have Garrett T. Willie with Emmett Jerome doing their respective things. It's a holiday Willie Warmer. Oh, very funny, guys. Very funny. Willie Warmer. Anyways, Garrett, I mean, have my head in the gutter or do they? I don't know. For those unaware, God bless you. Anyways, Garrett T. Willie with Emmett Jerome for the holiday Willie Warmer. Second annual. Fuck at the Biltmore Cabaret. Check it out. Jazz tonight over at Tyrant Studios, of course. Tiana Gill and Maria Gabrielle doing the thing. Tina Gill coming in from Toronto. A little quintet coming in for that with vocalist Maria Gabrielle. Let's hear some music from Tanya Gill in the mix in this next cut. I hope when I'm older that I have that whistle. Now I can't do it. No. Full screen, no, I don't like full screen. There we go. I'm very prepared today, as you can see.